I'm going to try and do a quick speaking of what we've learned so far. And then we're going to do a Tesis Maskif. And when we get to the end of Tesis Maskif, we're going to do a Chazara. Or we're all going to do Chazara individually, but together, on the Rashbam and the Tesis. The Shitta of Rashbam Tesis and the Sugya of Mitzvah Tesis Kavan. We've got way to go there still. So what we've had so far is we had in the Mishnah it said that you've got Chazeret, only Chazeret, well that's what the Mishnah spoke about, you're Chazeret, and you did twice. So the Gemara said Mitzvah Sichus Kavana, Yisraki says you see from there Mitzvah Sichus Kavana. How do you see Mitzvah Sichus Kavana from there? Because otherwise what? So here we had two Mahalpin Rashbamin faces. How did Yisraki see Mitzvah Sichus Kavana? Where do you see it? So, Gavon, you want to help out?
From the Rashbam?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have karpas.
According to Rashbam, Yisrokish's theory was you wouldn't have karpas. You would never preempt the Moray too earlier than it should be. Even though you ate the Moray earlier, but you wouldn't have done it. That was good enough. You shouldn't have had karpas. So if the Mishnah says you did twice, is it right that you have said the Mishnah says it's Kavana? To which the Gemara answers back, the mitzvahs ain't Jesus Kavana, and why do they try? Yes, we will preempt the Mori in order that the kids should be asking, and we did twice. That's my halakha of Rashbam. The halakha of Tesis was not like that. The halakha of Tesis was that a lot of Yisrokis could hear that we should dip twice. Even if you hold mitzvahs ain't Jesus Kavana, you would dip twice. You would hear that. And his question was, you shouldn't have to do that. Why don't you try and find yourself some other vegetables? And the Mishnah Mashma, that even if you had other vegetables, you don't have to bother, you can just take your mark. That's the raya that Mitzvah Sichus Kavana. Because otherwise, you shouldn't have lechatchila preempted your mitzvah of mori just to be mekayem inyan of the kedus yinuyus. That was my interpretation. To which the Gemara answered back, no, the mitzvah, the bemed, mitzvah's angel is Gavana, so I had the Gemara answer his lock his back. Yeah. No. Tesis says the Gemara answers back saying, no, the Mishnah's talking about a case where you didn't have any other Mori. That's all you had. You didn't have any other vegetables, that's all you had. And the Mishnah's telling you, if you don't have any other vegetables, you should do it. Gideri Shishvati Nukis. Which Rishvakish agrees to. Just Rishvakish says the pastor of the Mishnah's Mashma, then he did have other vegetables. So again, that comes to Tesis. The Rishvakish was from the fact that merit the Mishnah's Mashma in all situations, you can just take there. You don't need to look for other vegetables. Why shouldn't you look for other vegetables? You don't want to be Yates and Mori unnecessarily early. So why don't you have to look for other vegetables? So even if you've got other vegetables, it doesn't make a difference. Because when I take my first dipping, I'm not doing it for more. I'm doing it for the just in the case. I'm not eating tomorrow, so I can do more afterwards again. Machine came, the answer to the Gemara was, no, the Mishnah is talking about specifically where there were no other vegetables there. And the Mela, that's why you do, that's why you take twice Choleris, because there was nothing else there.
Right.
If you're on this thing, it was good one. The first one will be Mari, and the other one will be for Tinakis, indeed. Yeah. So before we go into the next basis, just want to bring out a point that maybe some of you have or not. Is there a Yisraelikimachlokas between Yishlokish and the ones that argue with him? Is there a serious nafkamina between them in how to perform seder nights. That means, let me explain to you my point. If Rish Lakish would have held Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah, would he have done it differently to the Mandama that Bemet holds Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah? Rish Lakish holds Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah. But had he held Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah, would he have done the Seder differently to the ones that really hold Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah? Sounds a bit theoretical, right?
Whether they were grandfather vegetables.
Speak out what you're saying. Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that? What are you basing yourself on? So he says he's basing himself on Taser?
Yeah.
Again, the question is, I hear what you're saying, but you've got no basis, so it can't be said. And it's wrong, it's wrong. There is, again, maybe perhaps a theoretical question, it's really not. If Rish Lakish would have helped Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah, would he have held any differently to the Mandama Bemet hold Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah?
No.
You say no?
No.
Or you based on?
Let's place the concept of Jews do in one way, let's place the Rashi in another way,
Did you answer the question? The question is very simple.
No,
if he would have helped.
If he would have helped like them.
My father always told me, when you go on the Shiddur, the moment on the Shiddur, he told me, that's all about family, taste, and something theological. So he says, I should ask, he said some story about somebody out went on the Shiddur, and he said, do you have any sisters? You must tell me about your family. Do you have a sister? No, I don't have any sisters. Do you like spaghetti? No, I don't like spaghetti. If you would have had a sister, would she have liked spaghetti, right? Now, if Rish Lakish would have held Mrs. Ainshich of Kavanah, he doesn't. But had he held Mrs. Ainshich of Kavanah, would he have held differently to the man that actually does hold Mrs. Ainshich of Kavanah? I'm telling you, it's a machlekes. I'm telling you, it's a machlekes, Rashbam, and Tosfos. That's what I'm saying. Machlekes, Rashbam, and Tosfos. Yossi doesn't understand why Rishaki is holding right now. So let's think, what are right now? Rishaki is holding out so again, Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah. So he says, Merit Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah. He inferred it from something. Right? So now there was the machlekes, Rashbam, and Tosfos from what he inferred it from. Kundra Rashbam inferred it from X, and the program says it's inferred it from Y. Now, based on that, there will be enough Kumina, theoretical enough Kumina, what would be the halach if we didn't hold Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah? So let me say over, what did Rish Lakish, how did Rish Lakish infer his din? So Kundra Rashbam, from the fact he did twice, if you told Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah, you would never do it twice. So if you did twice, it must be Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah. Right? That's what the Gemara says. According to Tosfos, the diag was for the fact you didn't have to look for other vegetables. So the mitzvah must be in all situations, even if you didn't have, it doesn't say specifically there were only chazeres there, but mashmah, you had all different types of vegetables available to you, and yet, the mitzvah says you can totally well go and take chazeres, so you see you don't need to trouble yourself to find other vegetables. Right. So based on that, which already pointed out something, so now do you have an answer to my question? If Rish Lakish would have held Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah, would have been a machlokes between him and the one that really holds Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah? In the Gemara, then the Siddur holds Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah. It brings a brace even, yeah? There's a Siddur holds Mitzvah's Ainshich of Kavanah. So would Rish Lakish, had he held like that, would he have said any different to the one that actually holds that? But you've done the seder differently. Well, that's the question. Satan, Ashram, Satan. Come to Ashram one way, come to Satan's answer.
She's
You're just asking a question again. Stop. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to give you a little prodding at all. Reish Lakish, according to Ashram, was coming based on a din. Right? Not a Matthias. They already pointed out. One says it's a Matthias. Come to Ashram. He's coming from a din. Now, what's a din? If you are Mrs. Ancient of Kavanah, you would not dip twice. He's coming from a din. You would not dip twice. Why wouldn't you dip twice? Because you wouldn't preempt the mitzvah tomorrow earlier.
Right?
You wouldn't preempt the mitzvah tomorrow earlier. So what would you do? You wouldn't have kavanah. Right? You wouldn't have kavanah. Now the one who argues with him in the Gemara and says, no, the mitzvah means mitzvah ain't yet of kavanah. And the mitzvah said you did twice. Right? So it's clear if you're Mrs. Ancient of Gavana in the Gemara, if you're Mrs. Ancient of Gavana, you would dip twice. You're preempting the Mitzvah's Moray. You preempt the Mitzvah's Moray. You've got to give air care that you make it, even on the expense of preempting the Mitzvah's Moray. So according to Reish Lakish, if you were on Mrs. Ancient of Gavana, how many dippings would you do? Only one. And therefore the Mishnah must be talking about Mitzvah Sichus Kavanah. Because if you were on Mitzvah Ein Sichus Kavanah, you would never preempt the Mitzvah of Moray earlier than you have to. And the children is not that important to preempt the Mitzvah of Moray. And the one who holds Mitzvah Sichus Kavanah says no, the Mishnah says otherwise. You did it twice. You're preempting the Mitzvah of Moray. So the children are very important. You make a carry through.
Isn't the answer to your question?
Rafi just asked if anyone followed that. Rafi did. So let's try that one again. It doesn't look like overwhelming support for this. But again, because this is an important point. Rafi, you know it, but the others not yet. So this is an important point. Reish Lakish proved his point that Mitzvah Sichus Kavanah from the Mishnah. Now, where did he prove his point from? Where was his point? According to the Ashram. From the fact that he did twice. From the fact that he did twice, that's where I Mitzvah Sichus Kavanah. Explain yourself, if they're not. Because if Mitzvah Ein Sichus Kavanah, then what? Which one?
Tomorrow.
And you're scapped up. Why? Says the Rashbam. Because you wouldn't preempt the Mitzvah of Moray early. So you say Meretz. Mitzvah Sichus Kavanah. If the Mitzvah tells me this twice, is Mukhar, the first one's not for Moray. Right? Because otherwise you would never preempt the Mitzvah Moray just because of the kids. Okay. So if we do this twice, what's the proof? If we do this twice, what does that tell me?
Nothing.
So you say Mez, what does Shlokhi say to me? I'm saying what Shlokhi said. We'll come to Chomim in a minute. So what does Shlokhi say to Mez? If the Mishnah tells me you dip it twice, so you say Mez. Because there's no other way of understanding it. You cannot, if you'd hold Mrs. Ainsley as Kavanah, you would not dip twice.
He holds that dipping early, the history of dipping early is like an axiom. He holds that as like a law of life, and everything else can work around.
Right,
that's like
right. You will not create the Mitzvah of Moray just because of other things.
Why did you say that Mishnah?
They say Meretz.
No, so the Meretz can do one dipping.
No, it's twice. The Mishnah says he did twice.
No, according to Reish Lakish.
So they say he did twice. So the Mishnah says he did twice. Why should he dip twice? By dipping twice, you're preempting the Mrs. Moray. How can that be?
You know which one you hold to?
The Mishnah said you dipped twice. The Mishnah said you dipped twice. Yeah, okay, listen to me. The very first one of Ketabu V'chazer. Ad Shemagia L'papere Tabas. And then the very first one of Matzah V'chazer Zecher. And you dip again. The Mishnah said you dipped twice. Why on earth should the Mishnah tell me to dip twice? It can't be. Because by dipping twice, you're preempting the Mitzvah's Moray. And it can't be because of a Keretz Yinoka, you'd be preempting the Mitzvah's Moray. can't be just so that the kid should be asking questions. You'll be preempting the mitzvah of Mori. The pasuk says on matzah it's a Mori mitzvah. You should eat it together with the matzah. Should you bring the Mori earlier just so that the kid should see things different and ask questions? Can't be. Elamai, they say merit. That's a given. So our shutter. There's a mitzvah chatzchila of the right to be mekayim a mitzvah. Maybe more of it's not as a rabban, but there's a mitzvah to do something, and that obviously overrides any stam in yonim of a keres yinokes. That's a given. And based on that given, based on that din which he took on, they say meres mitzvah shichas kavana. Now, what's the Gemara answer to that? Right. And what was we wrong? The Gemara answers back, you're wrong. I'm arguing on you. You're wrong. I hold mitzvahs ancient as Gemara, and I hold yes, you can bring the mitzvah early. So now let's ask a theoretical question. If Rishlokish would hold mitzvahs ancient as Kavana, if he would have held, how many times would he do it?
Only one.
He did not do it earlier. I like the English word. He's never heard it before. But was it an axiom?
Axiom.
Okay. He holds, there's no way you can preempt the mitzvahs Moroi just for the chinokos. So I see in the mitzvah mitzvah shichas kavana, because if I was only mitzvah in shichas kavana, you would not do this way. And the man lama holds mitzvahs in shichas kavana shchelik. She says, no, you can't preempt the mitzvah Moroi in order to do a keret shenekes. We would do a keret of that's according to the Hashbam. And let's move on to Tesis. Tesis holds that what was his topic? Right, how did he know mitzvah shichas kavana? Because he didn't look far the rest of them. So which, what does my normal old mitzvah in shichas kavana answer? So the mitzvah is talking about, why the mitzvah say you think it's there twice? Because that's all there was. That's all there was. So is there any machlokes between them in din?
Yeah.
No. The Shakish understood the mission song that way, where are the vegetables there? And the one who said not, now there was only Mori there. They were only arguing the Mitzvahs. What was going on in the mission? Is there other vegetables available?
The rich Lakish would force the people to go out and find another vegetable.
So
what? The others would say, you don't need them.
Not true. Rish Lakish holds, if there are no other vegetables there, you did twice. But if there are other vegetables, take on the vegetables. Right, let's get this car, come to Thesis. The country is Shalokis. What was it? Shalokis is right, come to Thesis, the Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Rafi, what was it? Shalokis is right, the Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Come to Thesis. Right. Yeah, even though there are other vegetables there, but you don't need to trouble yourself. What would be if there are no other vegetables there? How many times would you dip a country's lockish? Right. But there were other vegetables there, so why are you thinking of there? To which the Mandomas admitted the ancient Kavana, what was his answer? That the Matthias is wrong. The mission is talking about a cave where there were no other vegetables there. And that's why we took Chazeres and we didn't take any other vegetable. According to Shlokis, the pastors of the Mishnah is talking about where you've got a whole choice of vegetables. You have your radishes and you have your lettuce, and yet it says you take lettuce twice. Why should you take lettuce twice? Take your radish. Why preempt the mitzvah for no reason? Take your radish. So Elamai, you see that when you take your letters, the first letters, you're not preempting the mitzvah. Mrs. Shichas Kavana. So which the Gemara answer back? No, it could be Mrs. Ain Shichas Kavana. So why are you taking letters twice? Because that's all you have to do. And you will take letters twice. Why would you take letters twice? Even a Shlokish would agree, if you had nothing else, you would take letters twice. Kadesh, you throw your naked. Right? Even a Shlokish would agree.
How do you see according to the Tosfos, how do you read in the Gemara that the word is nothing up and down? The word in the Gemara.
Oh, no.
Because all said is that there is.
Yeah.
So the Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, what Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah is here.
But there's a mode that can occur middle between that. You're right. Tesis is based on a Matthias. He understood this Matthias, he explained that Matthias. There's a mode that can occur middle between Tesis and Rashbam. If it's all in theoretical. The Nafka Minna is interethical. So according to the Tzitzis, every stock is wood, old Mr. Zing Tzitzis Kavanah. And there were no other vegetables there. So, just he held there were other vegetables there. So, why are you taking, let's just take radish. Well, you would describe so the kid is the only case. So the kid should ask questions. So the kid should see things. You would describe. According to his argument, some places, if you had nothing else, you would describe. So if you understood, there were other things there. So if you would hold Mrs. Ainsley as Kavana, there'd be no Nakhmin and Din. There'd be no Nakhmin and Din if you'd only think that as Kavana. He'd agree with the Manda on a hold Mrs. Ainsley as Kavana. He'd agree in what the Mishnah says. You would take her there twice. Just he held that the Mishnah was talking about where you had other vegetables there as well. According to Rashbam, there's a Nachmina, the Maitha between them. That Yisrokish could not get his head around the idea that if you don't miss this ancient of Gavana, you could not get his head around the idea, there's no way you would preempt the Mitzvah. You would no way preempt the Mitzvah more. That's why Yisrokish holds, you cannot preempt the Mitzvah more. That's saying, according to the Mandama, miss the ancient of Gavana, you can preempt the Mitzvah more. You would preempt the Mitzvah more in order to have a carrier to make it.
Even if you would hold that Mitzvah ancient of Gavana, you would not preempt.
Right.
The only thing difference in that in the Seder, if you go with this, would be broken.
Would be whether you do it.
He's going to do it twice. He said, what would be the difference in the Seder if theoretical? It would seem that he would do some difference with the broken.
No, both of them would agree he would make a broken the first one.
Both brothers.
Yeah, both the Mandamu Emet hold Mr. Ancient Ravana and Jesus and Rishakish, who if he would hold the Mr. Ancient Ravana, he would agree that he would make a bracha on the first one. Yeah, on Kizman on the first one, because that's when you were coming. So again, it's all theoretical, because Rishakish does hold Mr. Ancient Ravana. But theoretically, if he would have held Mr. Ancient Ravana, he would have held, different to the one who actually does hold Mr. Ancient Ravana. Is there machlekes and din between the man who held Mr. Ancient of Gavana and a shalokish if he would have held Mr.
Ancient of Gavana? According to Rashbam, he did once. And according to Rashbam, no matter what, he'd still be getting fired.
Right. 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 Or in other words, if we express our question in other words, what was the reason why Shlokish held Mr. Ancient of Gavana? Was it because of a din, or was it because of a mitzvah? That's what the bottom line is. According to Rashbam, he held it because of a din. Because he held, you can never preempt the mitzvah more. You can never preempt the mitzvah more. That's what he held. And therefore, based on that din, that you can't preempt the mitzvah more, he saw in the mitzvah something. Mashenkin, according to Jesus, the reason why he saw in the mitzvah what he saw was because of a mitzvah. The mitzvah is mashmar, is that. All of cases, in any situation, you take more twice. How can that be? If you had other vegetables, then you should take other vegetables. And am I mitzvah zichus kavan? To which the one who argued just said, I can be making the mishnah in a very mitzvah case where he had nothing else, he only had lettuce. That's what he had. Since you only had lettuce, so even you, Ishtokis, would agree if you only had lettuce, you would preempt the mitzvah of more. And that's what happens. Okay? That's what the bottom line of Rashbam and Tzitzis is. So, we're now going to try and learn the second half of the figure, which is Avon and Ruchis. We started that last week on Thursday. We're going to try and do it again. Yeah, we started already last week, but we'll do it again. Pshita. Eicha, the Eicha. Did everyone learn to the end of Tzitzis Maskev by any chance? Yeah? That's one. No? Well, you must, you must.
Yes.
That's true. We've got to be sure you're very quiet. Have you learned to live in Asamaskis?
No.
No. Tough. Okay. So, no, certainly not. We're going to go to the Gemara. Pshitet. Yeah, well, the Gemara is like six lines up from the bottom line. Pshitet. Well, on Kuf says, Kuf Yudalad on the 114b. Pshitet. It is obvious. When you have other vegetables available. Mevorach Hashayir Ochis, Pepe Adomo. You make Pepe Adomo on the other vegetables. You recite the bracha of Pepe Adomo on the other vegetables. Vorachil. And then you eat the other vegetables. Vorachil Mevorach Arachilas Maroi. And then later on, you make Arachilas Maroi. You recite the bracha Arachilas Maroi. Vorachil. And then you eat that Maroi later on.
Oh, no, no, no.
So it sounds like you're saying that if it's all mitzvahs, shiras kahana, this thing wouldn't apply. Right?
Correct.
That's what you sound like saying. So it must be going out of opinion holds mitzvahs ain't shiras kahana? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. According to Tosfos.
Has anyone got a raya not like this thing? Anyone got a raya? I'm saying at this point, yeah. At this point, if Morris is something possible, it's possible that if you have other vegetables, you'd make a dom on the other vegetable, and you would make Achilles Mora on the Chazer. So they're pointing out, according to Tosfos, that if you don't meet the Sifus Kavana, come to his office. If you admit to Zirus Gavana, why should you take other vegetables? You can even take more. Right? You can even take more. And make Adam on the more. And Adam on the first one. And Adam on the second one. So, I'm asking if anyone has any raya, actually, Elamai, come to them. This line of the Gemara is going and comes from Anoma, Mitzvahs, Ain't Jesus Gemara. Has anyone got a raya or not? Are you going to agree with that?
It says Pshita, it sounds like everybody agrees.
Okay, there's one view. I've got a much stronger view. Has anyone got a raya against what I'm sure of, if I'm saying that this line of the Gemara is going and comes from Anoma, Mitzvahs, Ain't Jesus Gemara? Look in the Gemara. There's a right, not further, just from this line. There's a right of Krachas that they're wrong. When you have other vegetables, mevorach hashayirok is pepe adomo, v'ochel and eat it. V'ochel and mevorach hashayirok is pepe adomo. You're making diuk here. Something is clever for us. What?
Shire
your cook. Yeah.
If you have other vegetables,
you're
not
going to have a situation. Right, right. So we have other vegetables. So Until Vachil. Until the words Vachil is arrived, they're not like them. Again, I'll read the Gemara. Pshita, it's obvious. Hechdik is Shire Yorkes, we have other vegetables. Mavacha Shire Yorkes, make a broken other vegetables. Baby Adoma. Vachil, like a potato. Vachil, you eat it. Vachil, Mavacha, like it is tomorrow when you have the Chazer. They say you make a bracha like it is more and you eat that. That's possible. So they pointing out that according to the Mandama Mitzvah Shechus Gavana, it's not possible. Because they just said, according to the Mandama Mitzvah Shechus Gavana, you can take Chazer twice. There's nothing wrong with Chazer twice. Ain't any tzrech, Chazer Yorkis.
So, from the fact that it says the Hadar, he did two steps in. If it was in
Sikhs Kavana,
he would have been
used
for the first time.
So, even if I'm saying Sikhs Kavana, you have to take twice.
Well, I'll say according to the president of the restaurant, I don't remember who, that we're going to think we're going to get the
so they're asking him. Tosfos said that what we came out is according to Tosfos, even if you omit the inksir of Kavanah, you have to dip twice. Right? Yeah. No, rabbis. It's not that complicated.
That was why doesn't the first part of my account carry over? To the
no, maybe it does.
Big asset.
How can you make a bracha al achidas moray if you've already been yaitzer with your first one? It's a cheetah. When you got the vegetables, you make Adama on, you make Adama on the first vegetable, right? And you make Anachidus Moray on the second one, right? Sorry, my mistake, you're in three, my mistake. No, you're quite right. No, I take it back. I made a bad mistake here. So it says in the Gemara that you make Adama on the first and Anachidus Moray on the second. Right, but here, in this case, you didn't eat more in the first. So yeah, you're quite right. So no right in this Gemara. So now I have to go back again. You're saying, Rav Shon and Rav Ram is saying that from this Gemara you see mitzvahs ain't tzichus kavanah. Because if mitzvahs tzichus kavanah, you shouldn't have to take other vegetables. Right? Come to Tzitzis. Sorry, my mistake. I made a very bad Google here. Very bad mistake. So, you could be right at this stage. Let's see another half a line, and that's where you'll see you're wrong. Okay, sorry. Yeah, at this point. Over. Hey, Chedeleke. I'm sorry. Hey, Chedeleke. Elachato. When you only have only chaso, my, what's the din in this situation when you only have chaso? If you only have vegetable, what should you do? My din. Omer Vuna, Shavuna said, what do you do? Mevarech meikara. Amara, you bury piadom. On the first lettuce you eat, you make a bracha. Bury piadom. Bracha, and you eat it. That is safe. And afterwards, mevarech alea, alachil is moray, rachil. You make a bracha, alachil is moray, and you eat that. That's what Ravuna said. So Ravuna says, if you only have letters, what do? You recite the bracha or Bekri Adam on the first letter, and on the second letter, the second time you eat after matzah, you make the bracha alachidus moray. Say, you have a proof. Ravuna must be going with mitzvahs tzichus kavanah. Why? Because if you don't mitzvahs ain't tzichus kavanah, then what? There's no way you would make a bracha on Achilles Mar on the second time.
Okay.
Yeah, which one do you make on Achilles Mar on?
First. Second one, I guess.
It depends if you hold Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah, ain't Tzichus Kavanah. If you hold Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah, then you make on the second one. If you hold Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah, if you hold Mitzvah Tzichus Kavanah, you do on the second one. If you hold Mitzvah ain't Tzichus Kavanah, you're in Yoyt on the first one, so you'd make a brach on the first one.
The second one
just for the kids.
According to the situation where you only have Mar.
Right.
Okay, here we see that according to
the Rabbuna,
you make the bracha.
Second one. So must be that I wasn't Yates on the first one. Because if I was Yates on the first one, I can't make a bracha on the second one.
Right.
So if I'm not Yates, why was I not Yates on the first one?
You didn't want to eat it in Mar.
So, Mr. Dingsit was Kavana, you ate her. Yeah? If you're Mr. Dingsit was Kavana, this famous thing, you know, about you shouldn't ask somebody what day of the Shvi'i Ta'im is, right? Why? Because I'll tell you today is the sixth day of the Ayma. So what? He didn't have Kavana, he didn't make a broch, he didn't have Kavana for it. Tell him, Mr. Dingsit was Kavana. If you're Mr. Dingsit was Kavana, you ate her already. So, Mela, same here as well. If you're missing Tzichus Kavanah, the minute you add the first kalpas, the first letters you add, you're at the Yotzer, so why are you eating again?
Tzitzis for the
Tzitzis.
For
the Tzitzis. I can make a brach on that. Very good.
Right,
so I can make a brach on
that.
We haven't mentioned Rav Chisda. Rav Huna already, we see clearly talking about Mitzvah Tzitzis Gemara. So if we go back a line to Pshita, then the Gemara says Pshita, if you have other vegetables, you should make a dom on vegetables, then you should make out the Gemara on the Chazeres. It's not Gishmak to say it's going to Gemara on Mitzvah Tzitzis Gemara. Because Rav Huna, the next line clearly holds Mitzvah Tzitzis Gemara. It's all one Gemara. So you see clearly it's even going to Gemara on Mitzvah Tzitzis Gemara. It's Pshita, if you have other vegetables, you have other vegetables. That's a little bit difficult on Tesis. Tesis says if you're Mitzvah Tzitzis Kavana, you don't need to go for other vegetables. That's the question that Shona before were asking before. Right? So they wanted to say it's going to Manda Mamita Tzitzis Tzitzis Kavana, and I was Mechirchit, although I was Mechirchit in the wrong line. Mechirchit from this line of the Gemara, the Mitzvah, this Gemara is holding that Mitzvah Tzitzis Kavana. So Chris, we haven't seen yet, but in Rav Huna. Then we all meet the Tzitzis Kavana. So we all meet the Tzitzis Kavana. So why did it say, Pshita, if you have other vegetables, you should go for other vegetables? So the answer, I think, is that it was, and Tzitzis says, but it should be Tzireya to find other vegetables. Okay, if you all meet the Tzitzis Kavana, you don't need to be Tzireyach yourself to find other vegetables. But if you have other vegetables there, it seems obvious to take other vegetables, because that makes more of a hecker for the kinnikish. But just, you don't need to trouble yourself. It makes more of a more difference for the kids if you're doing this and doing that, the different things. You're taking the radish, you're taking the mara. If you're taking the mara twice, it doesn't have such an effect.
Not that it has a legal problem. Right.
Very good. Yeah. So Mela says, I think that's the answer. Tosafos says that in the Mishnah it says that you take Mara and you don't need to trouble yourself to find other vegetables. Doesn't it say you only have Mara? That's what the story was. But why didn't you have to go to the neighbor to borrow some radishes? So you don't have to go to such an extent because Mitzvah Tosafos Kavana. Right, if Mitzvah Tosafos Kavana, you have to trouble yourself. You shouldn't be in the mitzvah and sort of lose, right? So you should try yourself, go and borrow from a neighbor some radishes. But if you hold mitzvah, Jesus, come on, you don't need to try yourself. But obviously, if you have in front of you, in your fridge, you have radishes and you have lettuce, then you should obviously take your radish for the first day, for Bebe Adomo, and then take your lettuce for the second day, because that makes much more of a hecker in what you're doing. Let's see Rashbam. Please remember, there's one didn't learn like Tzitzis, but I think in the Rashbam we can at least use it for Tzitzis here. Pshita Echadika Shayrofis. When you have other vegetables, Mavarach Meikara, B'tibul Rishoyim, you make a bracha first on the first tibul, Ashayrofis. Very priyadala. So also lihama is mena ilam azem lebo. And the reason why you have to make a bracha is obviously because you can't eat without a bracha. So also lihama is mena ilam azem lebo. So maybe you have to make a bracha. So kivin di eishloi. Oh, so since he has other vegetables, kivin di eishloi shayir okay. Hachi shapi tvei. It's better. That's more worthwhile. Shivarech bari pri adama tchila. He should make bari pri adama first. Tainu bracha. That's the correct bracha for that vegetable. The yipto es amaro, and you puff yourself up with the maro mibirchas priadom, and the maro which you leave later on will become potter with this first bracha. The achakach yivach ala chazeres ala chilizmar, and then afterwards make a bracha on the chazeres ala chilizmar. So all those Rambam say, and Kim Yisro Shayok is Hachi Shapit Tvei. That's better. Why is it better? And Achoy, that's what he means. That's better because we want it to be more of a hecker, and by me taking a vegetable and then a mechazer, that's going to be more of a difference to the kids. Yes.
Right. In this case, where they said El Chasa, when you only have Chasa, Rashbam had said in the procedure, when you only have one, you forego the first one, just go to the second.
If you hold me to think this was Kavanah.
Correct. Now we've got the same scenario set up. Now we're going to do it properly. How is Rashbam answering that?
Because here we're going to think this was Kavanah. If you hold me to think this was Kavanah, you would forego the cow path. And if the Mishnah says you don't forego the cow path, means What does that tell me? Mitzvahs, come on, you need kavana. So that's very good. Mitzvahs are Ravuna holds mitzvahs kavana that we already for certain. He holds mitzvahs kavana. And Mameila, you would do twice, but would you dafka take another vegetable? There's the gemara. Yes, if you have another vegetable readily available, you would dafka take another vegetable. And Tosfos says you don't need to. Tosfos especially use that word. Ein lo litroyach achas ha'irokli. You don't need to trouble yourself to go out of your way to find another vegetable. Right. But if you have another vegetable, then it's only one take the other vegetable. That makes more of a hectare. Right.
Why are you talking about eating something and
frying it? So that part of the Rashbam is explaining the Bofri Adama. He said you make Bofri Adama and then you make a Kizmah. So what's the Gemara mean about making Bofri Adama? So it says you make Bofri Adama because it's lost the tea without it, and the Rashbam adds that also this Bofri Adama will patter up humor. Will also be the Bofri Adama for humor which you eat later. The important line you'll have to remember when we learn the next place, which will be sometime at the end of this week. This Rashbam learned the Bofri Adama that you have at the beginning of the meal, the beginning of the Seder, is also for the sake of the Moreh that you eat a couple of hours later.
Nothing
with the aspect
that maybe there was a
time when the Moreh was not required for the Moreh. Yeah, Rashbam doesn't say that.
Yeah, Rashbam
doesn't say that.
And there is just a discussion about the Moreh.
The discussion is
on if we were to eat Mara as the first thing,
right.
Maybe we would not need to say one another month. And then
if we would have had Mara when? That means straight after the rest?
Yeah.
Straight after the matzah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are tzad that say no book that I'm required.
There is a tzad. Machlik Zishoyim. No, but it's not. No, but the reason is Machlik Zishoyim whether it needs a bracha. Right? Now we're going to see. Machlik Zishoyim whether Mara needs a bracha. The reason why we have kavana beforehand is to try and solve this Machlik Zishoyim. We're trying to be cater for all opinions. But Rishonim don't have stakers. We have a topic. The Rashbam tells us quite clearly without a topic that the Adama you make at the beginning of the meal helps for the end of the meal. We're going to see Mitzvah Shem the three shittas.
What is the thing you get that the Rachos first as opposed to the Hekos? I don't see where he's saying anything about Hekos Hekos in the answer.
All he says is Hachi Shabbat Shvei. Those words Hachi Shabbat Shvei, there's questions how to explain them. I'm explaining them. Hachi Shabbat Shvei means that's a better Hekka Tinekis. He doesn't mention anything, so now you have to use your initiative to work out what he means by that. Yeah, so why is that better? So why is that
better? It's better to think world out on this vegetable as opposed to what?
As good as what? Let's say we had choices between taking a radish or lettuce. Now why is it better to take a radish than to take lettuce? If it helps the bracha, so bracha would be applicable to both. You make it if you'd have a lettuce at the beginning before the meal, you would make a dhamma.
That is a bitter
lettuce. You've got a tzad, you don't make any bracha on chaseret at all. Nobody's got tzad.
What is the most thing when you
the tzadim are, maybe it's part of the meal, and that's why you don't make a bracha. And nobody's got a tzad, you don't make a
bracha.
Right, that's the end. But the Yoshi's raised the tzad that I haven't
done.
Some chaseret don't make a bracha. Chazan to make a bracha on something as lettuce. Ten of it. The choice here, again, the choice we have is do you take lettuce or do you take radish before the meal? Right? When we're talking about before the meal, do you take lettuce or do you take radish before the meal? And the Rashbam says it's better to take, the Gemara says it's better to take the radish first. The Rashbam says, that's better. Why is it better? So if it's because of the bracha, why shouldn't you make a bracha on the lettuce which you make before the meal? You would make a bracha.
You're not
yet tomorrow now. You're not yet tomorrow now. You're not yet tomorrow now. So you make Adoma now, not for the Mori, and Mori later on. So why is it better to take a radish more than a Mori? Have you got a reason? The one reason I can think of is because it makes more of a haggis than acres. You're suggesting something for brochet, but I don't hear it. Why is it better to take a radish more than lettuce now? If it's Adoma, I'd make Adoma on lettuce now as well. Why is it better to take a lettuce, a radish more than lettuce? So the hit, what I hear is because it's more than heckler to make. Right? So that is more of an house. We'll see the last page that's here on the page, because Mamish negates what we were saying. Omer Huna, Nevoich, Adoma on the radish, on the lettuce, and then you make afterwards Achiz Moen. Did I not? There it is, yeah. So Omer Huna, Mevoich, Revuna Soma, Kirish Lokish, Nevoich Kavana, Revuna Hod, Mr. Tichus Kavana. Even if he has all the vegetables, Ovid b'moi shnei tibuli, you would still dip the moi twice. Why? Because you weren't used to the first one, and the mela you dip twice. Why Josh Bam add in these words? Why six add in these words? Afilu is the shayok. Is why you add in that in? Because the nafkamina, where the old mitzvah sichus kavana, mitzvah ain't sichus kavana, according to Tosfos, is whether you should trouble yourself to find other vegetables. Whether to trouble yourself to find other vegetables. I mean, everyone agrees that you would dip twice. Even if the old mitzvah ain't sichus kavana, you would dip twice, and even Tosfos would agree to dip twice. The only nafkamina between the two of them is, do you look for other vegetables? Right. So then, I feel like the shayok is the same. Means even if you could trouble yourself to find all the vegetables.
Yeah, I was going to point out. It doesn't say the trouble.
Yeah, I know, but it can't be because it's stupid. We just don't know yet. Yeah, so you have to say even if you could have a possibility to get the other vegetables, you don't have to do that. So we're going to stop here. We have Matthew Brad Chitty at Tzitzit Salam. There's Yushanim on it as well, but we need to get Klaus Tzitzit. Learn through Tzitzit and trust this first Tzitzit. Those of you that have already learned the Tzitzit or finished the Tzitzit is a run to learning. A run is on the stuff. The mind is from David on the base. Yeah, this one.
What's the number of the years?
Gemara, Mitzvah Lahavi. Gimel Mem Dash, Mitzvah Lahavi, Matzvah Lahavi.
The other one's got paid.